Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
So, where were we?
Ooh-hoo! I think this is my gig, I think. We got reports of lots of radio noise, which Mason found was something in the forward airlock, where it was connected to Bayern, pulling some anonymous power loose.
Yeah.
Anonymous power loose?
What? The cleaning cycle or something, wasn't it?
Anomalous power
sure
use.
It was, yeah, it was something like
basically you can plasma sterilize the airlock because this is the ship that is designed to land on planets. So
Dr. Radish was having a look. It seemed to be a software issue again.
Yeah. Someone had done it remotely and we couldn't work out where.
Yeah, and it was enough to interfere with the drive tuner, which we suspect might have been the goal. So he talked to Nicole, and she said, well, last time she tweaked the firewall, and somebody had clearly tried to remotely do this and hadn't been able to because of the tweaks to the firewall. So we checked surveillance footage, and we found Brian North, softontologist, business being there, and let alone coming into the airlock, covering up some of the cameras.
It's always a problem covering up cameras. If you do it yourself...
Yeah.
Well, you wear a mask, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, unless you're in the changing room or something, you know, it's studious.
And usually those where do you cameras. Go that there are cameras in the changing room?
Moving swiftly on. Dr.
It doesn't
North,
count if you installed them yourself, does it?
Brian North... I've never installed a camera in a changing room. Brian North was captured in the Songxiang War in the 50s. He's about 70, but looks about 40, because he's had advanced medical techniques. Everyone says how great he is, as long as he's nearby, but he's got a bit of a... Everyone else is an amateur. I understand these people. I have lived amongst them. Sort of business. So maybe there's something there that's involved. Anyway, we can't work out why he might have done this, but we've decided we should interrogate him.
Yes, we're going to have a straight man-to-kneecap conversation.
I think that was the proper plan.
Kneecaps were definitely involved. Kneecaps were raised several times when Mason. Are there prosthetic? There's prosthetic kneecaps nowadays, aren't there?
I suppose it does matter a bit. Depends what you do to them. If you get someone to sit down and then you put a gun facing downwards on the kneecap, it does more than just knock your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something relatively low caliber.
Fractured tibia, Sergeant.
Mm. A bit more than that. Well, I mean, imagine, if you will, a high-velocity marrow spoon in action.
I've seen them in action. Fortunately, having never practiced in the United States, I've only ever seen one gunshot wound.
Right.
And that was a shotgun.
I imagine fewer people shoot animals and then want them brought fixed up again than they do shoot humans who...
I think it's usually accidentally... Yeah. Yes, fair point.
Yeah, people tend not to interrogate animals either. I mean, tragical torture,
it's
but
job
not...
to interrogate them using the powers of science.
Hmm.
I'm just imagining you strapping dogs to things and flipping switches.
Did you say flipping sphincters?
I wasn't imagining that, but that's probably more like what you actually do. Switches was the word.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, you will talk, hound.
Yeah.
Pulling a big switch.
Can you put a tone on here for segue alert, Roger?
Would we ever play anything else?
Sure you don't mean digression?
Oh, yes. But we
that
digress.
That reminds me of something, actually.
I'm sure an amusing anecdote is available.
If we did edit this and get rid of all that kind of stuff, it would just sort of drift off a little bit in the sound and a little bit of music would come in, like they used to on the adventure game when they were taking too long on a puzzle. And then they'd come back to it, and it was clearly 4 hours later and everybody was pissed off and they hadn't made any progress.
If you digress from a digression, is it a trigression?
I guess Frankel at that point.
Well, from die, it would go by, wouldn't it?
No, tetra.
A bigress. Tetra.
You see, if you digress from a digression but you go back to the original, you are still digressing because it's got no connection really to
is
the
it
digression.
A double digression?
Are you regressing?
All the bloody time.
Anyway. Sorry, Roger. It's my job to not. It's my job to corral the digressions. I apologise for this lapse.
Is it really?
No.
Self-appointed.
Self-appointed. Yes. It's,
it's definitely not on the board of trustees. I can tell you that.
The HGA of in-game digressions.
Happily ever after.
Whatever those American local bigotry things are called.
American local bigotry. Citizens.
Oh, yes.
Well, perhaps we'd better move on.
Don't tell her that.
Does anyone have, by the way, I'm not sure quite how this fits into the skill list, but if you have anything like psychology, that would be good. Or I think deception might be relevant as well.
I think I have deception. Let me open up the radish.
Yeah, I've got deception.
So I roll on that. Deception or investigate or a psychological type science with int.
With int. Oh, my int's better now. I got clever. I'm less stupid anyway.
Three, that's an eight.
A six for the radish.
A 14.
I say.
Right.
I know we get about one of those a game.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back. I'm not sure
deception.
I want to trust you about anything.
Deception investigates plus int.
Will recon do instead of
present? No, not really. Not to worry, anyway. Felix, what you've
got... I've not got a brilliant roll, anyway.
There's just something a little weird about the way the guy's moving. He's particularly at the end. He's removing the random piece of junk that was accidentally over the camera that he knows about. And as he's taking it away, it's as if. I don't know. He had some electric shock or a spasm or something, and then. Yeah, before that, he's moving in a. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm being very careful. I'm moving this to this, this to here, and it'll look quite innocent. If you're not already suspicious, and afterwards he's almost puzzled about where he is, and then he picks himself up and goes away.
Okay, so he's not an android then.
Is he?
Is there still man?
Which was for the other thing that I thought he might be is that somebody's made an android clone of it.
Programming, yeah. Is there still Manchuria? Let me consult the.
We've got cybernetic implants. We've got brain implants. Speaking from experience, so we need to check that this guy hasn't got some sort of brain bug that is controlling him. In which case, we've got to find out who's doing that. and it's getting more and more complicated. Can't just have somebody to punch in the face like the old days.
Manchuria is a thing, which means I think we may have a candidate, chaps.
Oh, nice. It's very clever.
I mean, it took a bit of getting to, but
yeah.
Nice. No.
It was,
I appreciate a man
away,
putting
in
the spade work on a joke. Right, well, I think we need to have a word with Mr. Brian, was it?
Yeah. Mr. Brian North, yeah.
Mr. North. Lots of ships ever north.
Maybe one of us could ask to have a chat with him about... Obviously, we recently encountered this alien vessel. You know, perhaps we would be interested in talking to him about his thoughts about it.
Why don't we just lock him in a broom cupboard? Just, you know, a chair... some zip ties, his knees and me, and I'll just discuss the situation with him and find out what he knows.
You've got to get him into a broom cupboard first, though.
Alright, well, let's get him into a conference room or something.
I'm just picturing that very, very calm talk that starts, you know, a lot of people think a sledgehammer isn't much use in zero-G.
Speaking of which, Jethro, have you got, you're sort of on security, have you actually got the ability to arrest anyone or detain anyone or ask anyone questions? I'm not quite sure how the hierarchy works with that sort of thing.
It basically goes through the captain.
So we would need to say, Captain, we've got to have a little chat with
someone. Yeah, there is a planet-side security chief.
Hmm.
But that's specifically for... keeping people safe when you're on expeditions, rather than...
So we could get him down to the planet and then... No, that's...
Do we have a brig?
Right now you don't have a planet.
So, a brig?
You do not have a brig. What you do have, though, is the...
A chair we can put under the door.
the cryo-freeze capsules, which many of the crew have been rotating in and out of during the trip.
It's going to be hard to talk to him if he's one of those. Right, let's go and have a word with the captain. I shall present my case and hope that the captain isn't behind it all. Captain, we have recorded visual evidence on, C-90, of somebody tampering with the airlock and the security cameras, and we believe with the intent of mucking about with the old calibration device. So we'd like your permission to give him a thorough verbal going over to get what information we can from him, as we believe this may be connected with the attempts earlier with that whole drone thing.
Indeed. He is actually reasonably competent in English. He has worked out what you mean by verbal going over. In fact, he's worked out what you actually mean by verbal going over.
That's very imaginative of you, Keith.
So, there will, of course, need to be a complete record of this for later consideration.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I'll have a stenographer. Or possibly I'll have somebody standing next... Jethro standing next to me with an indelible pencil and the notebook. It's a fair cop, he said.
We think...
Cool, Lummy, you have got me bang to rights.
Yeah.
Another set of stairs I have
put in court. If a confession came in that included it's a fair cop, it got thrown out.
Is that true?
Yeah, because it was... in so many false confessions.
Next time I have to confess something, I'm going to remember to say, it's a fair cop.
No, actually your lawyer will advise you against that.
Phew, that's why.
It may not still be a thing.
Oh.
We're going back a few years.
Just make sure you get enough of those in there. Quote directly from some kind of confession in a film.
More the West Midlands Task Force, I think.
Would you, Adam and Eve, it's Governor? Yeah.
And then I threw myself repeatedly down the apples and pears.
Poor blimey, what a clumsy oaf I am.
Yeah. How do you want to approach getting this chap somewhere on his own? That's kind of my thought, because if we suggest...
We're going to tell
meeting...
him we need to interview him.
Yeah, okay.
And probably Jethro will be over my shoulder as... as we do this, and then if he tries to run from the room where he is, I'm hoping you guys might be outside the room to slow him down. I mean, he can't go very far, but he could perhaps cause some more damage.
Yeah.
But we just need to have a word.
Or get to something, or destroy something that he shouldn't have on him, or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, hide some evidence or something, or alert somebody else. So we...
Yeah, we could stand outside the door, couldn't we, Dr. Ash?
And if you can come with me, Felix, and then... well, I'll go with... I'll go in with Jethro, because then I think it looks a little bit more, you know, like we mean business. And then if Felix and possibly Dr. Radish can just make sure nothing else happens.
He can lie down on the floor outside the room.
One if you can get down on all fours and get through the push. Right, brilliant.
Maybe I shouldn't be part of this. I feel like...
But you might trip over with a tray of homemade explosives at just the right moment.
You're a tactical genius.
I'm happy to be. I feel like, have we tried more carrot, less stick?
How many carrots are we talking?
Well, it's very I'm big. I'm just thinking of the possibilities. People respond very well to carrots.
Got some mooly.
Do they indeed?
Depends where you're putting the carrot, I suppose.
If we put ourselves in his position...
Oh, that sounds painful.
A suggestion from a man called Radish.
You get more flies with jam than honey or something. What's it?
It's not that. Still, that's very good. Look, we're just going to talk to him. He clearly knows something, but the question at this point is, does he know that he knows something?
Does he consciously know it?
Exactly.
So, we may need you, Doctor, because it's quite possible we'll have to saw the top of his head off and have a look inside.
Yeah, I'm not that sort of doctor.
No,
it's all right, you can just have a look inside. I'll saw the top of his head off.
You might need to do some sort of tests to see if, you know, something's been implanted.
A metal detector or something.
You know, has he been drugged? I don't think...
You know, I feel
Let's
like...
go have a word.
Yeah, you might need to do some blood work. Not that sort.
Hello,
Mason
will
procure the blood.
Sorry to interrupt whatever it is you're doing, wherever you are.
He's actually off duty at the moment. I mean, you're not particularly near a planet, so
that's fine.
Any species, as far as you're aware.
Right. Well, we'll just go and press the doorbell. They had them in Star Trek: The Next Generation, so I presume.
Yes, and of course it has to go through all through the ship's systems and compete for processor time with, you know, analysing the tactical situation, and then it comes back and 30 seconds later rings the chime. Not that I've been working with complex software.
The lights from the outside dim visibly every time somebody uses a doorbell.
Don't press two at once. Eject the stutter warp. Anyway,
it's one of those interface issues where they're like, well, rather than having an extra button, what if we made it so if you press two doorbells, that ejects the stutter warp?
Do you think that if we did enough in the right order, there's a cheat code?
Possibly.
I'll
knock.
Calmly relax the stutter drive.
Hello, yes.
How do you do? I'm not quite sure if we've really met more than in passing, but I'm... Agent Carl, this is my friend Jethro.
Hello.
Just got a few questions we need to ask you. The captain asked me to have a bit of a chat.
Very well. I'm coming.
We think you're a bit of a specialist in this area.
He has a completely bog standard cabin, as basically
That's
does
fine,
everybody.
May I sit?
If you can find somewhere.
A scientist.
Right, has he got a chair?
What you've basically got is two layers of bunk. His cabin mate is not here right now, and one desk and a chair.
Right. Let's turn the chair around then, and please, if you could just see, Jethro, is there a light? We can. just have a seat, yourself. Let's just go over the modifications to the airlock you've been working on.
What?
Do we have? I mean, I've got video images, so it'd be reasonable I could have the footage on that just to play back to him.
Yeah, or put it on the screen in the cabin. Or...
Oh, if we can put it on the screen in the cabin, Jethro, if you wouldn't mind doing the honours. Wondering if you recognise this man here.
Well, that's strange. I mean, yeah, well, obviously that's me. I don't even know where that is. Hang on, is that Entdecker's airlock? Yeah, it looks like it.
You've been there, and you went there and you left it, so presumably you knew what you were doing, or just went there accidentally? And if you went there accidentally, I'm just wondering why you tried to cover up the camera.
Well, hold on a minute. I can't deny that looks like me, but...
Oh, that's good.
But I was in the corridor outside there. I wasn't in there. I don't even know why I was in that corridor.
Hmm.
Walking around the ship, I suppose. Tells you a rough time, which is consistent with your
corresponding. Yeah. I see. Well, I'm going to have to suggest to the medical team that you're removed from duty if you're having blackouts and can't account for your...
Oh, don't be silly. This is a very... It's a small ship. There are several hundred people on board. You know, it gets a bit boring every day, it's like every other day, and unless I actually have some work to do.
This is very true. It's very true. I mean, some people almost make things for themselves to actually do, don't they? People who are known for being a bit fidgety and getting their teeth into a problem. And if they were presented with something that could be interpreted as sabotage, they might go a bit off the rails about it.
When you say that, there's a twitch like the one that Felix spotted on the... Before. I mean, it's not a great sort of full body spasm or anything, but there's definitely a twitch. It's not sabotage. The drive miscalibrated. It's going to explode. It'll damage the ship. And then he twitches back again and just looks at you in a reasonably calm way.
Right.
If only I was that sort of doctor.
I think we need to undergo a full medical examination. Can I ask you what was the last thing you just said to me, Sonoff?
I was in the corridor outside of Decker.
Nothing about the drive being miscalibrated and going to explode.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah. So you're suffering some sort of medical episode.
I'm a sophrontologist.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Shall I think we need to come now, Mason?
We are recording this interview, Doctor.
I should hope so.
Well, no, because we also just want evidence.
I certainly am.
Yeah. If you are as well, would you just mind rewinding back 30 seconds, however long it is? If it's his recording, even better.
He does that. Well, that's a bit strange. I think you're right.
Well, that's what
I think
we
perhaps
thought.
We'd better speak with Dr. Barnhart.
I think so. It's a little suspicious. A very unusual little twitch. It's not just a memory lapse there. It's almost like you were remembering something.
Did he give a specific doctor there, and was it the doctor that we would expect?
Dr. Bernhardt is the chief medical officer.
Right. You know, the previous episode where we had the incident with the probe sent back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Did that need something happening at the time?
No.
Okay, so we could have done, whoever did it could have done it longer.
This was one of the problems we're having narrowing it down.
So there's no point trying to find out where he was at the time of
the
incident.
There might be, but...
Not necessarily.
I don't know.
If he had a rock solid alibi, it wouldn't ruin him.
At points between the time the computer was fired up as the ship was being commissioned and when the first probe was sent, he certainly had access to a terminal. But then, so did everybody else on board. Yeah, and that's really all it would take. It could be a time delay thing.
And it could be, in fact, probably if he was doing it deliberately, he would set up a rock solid alibi for that. Anyway, doesn't matter. Okay, just an idea. Never mind. Okay, well...
Yeah, so I think we need to head down to...
is there any cybernetic device? What kind of neural interface are we talking here? Is there things that can alter memories, control behaviour? Are there those kind of cybernetics possible?
Not that anybody knows about.
Okay.
I mean, there are rumours, but nobody has actually said, yes, this is a definite thing that does that, or, you know.
I mean, if we put him through an MRI and he's got a large metallic thing attached to his brainstem, we'll find out pretty quickly.
It doesn't have to be large metallic. It can be small and have relatively little metal in it.
Well, that's a shame, because the brainstem thing was shred his brain pretty quickly, didn't it? Not that I want that to happen. I was all excited to hear a full-blooded interrogation.
The thing is, Doctor, I'm only putting on this impression that I'm sort of, you know, a sadistic maniac who wants to torture somebody.
You were in my colour therapy group. You seem to nod off at some point, but I understand.
It was self-preservation. so, you know, we just want to find as easily and as cleanly as possible the answer to this. If you've got anything to contribute to the examination, I mean, obviously we'd
Well, I am studying cybernetics at the minute. Insight. It's not really my area currently, though.
The fuck is your area?
Biology, chemistry, physics, xenology.
Biology, right there.
All right,
he's a biological thing.
This is cybernautics. All right, I don't
think it's cybernautics. That's something else.
Genetics?
Just make sure you didn't mean teledildonics when you meant something else.
So anyway, we'll wait for the results of a very thorough and I hope invasive.
I'll watch the results. I've got with my knowledge of physics and biology, I'll be able to follow it.
Yeah. So I
know all the words.
We don't want him to be left on his own anyway. So,
Well, I'll wait outside.
Well, he'll be in a medical. They'll have a technician there, but I shall aid or at least watch the scanner as an interest.
We need to know that the people doing the tests and things aren't doing anything suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't necessarily need me and Jethro looming over them.
We also want a full, a scan, we want full blood profile and trace elements of any kind of narcotic or...
See, that's exactly the kind of thing we need here. This is where your medical expertise...
We'll put him through if we put his blood through some kind of spectrometer so we can find any kind of unknown... At least it will then show up as an unknown substance in the spectrometer.
Yeah. Dr. Bernhardt is, frankly... Yeah, he's got this ship full of basically healthy people. So he's getting bored and whimsical.
Everyone loves a bored, whimsical doctor. Yeah.
It just so happens that we may have a man with something in his brain. It could be a receiver. It could be some kind of implant. He may have a very weird split personality. All sorts of possible things.
He looks at Brian North, and Brian North looks back at him in a frankly less sure of himself way than 10 minutes ago.
I mean, we know that he's in good hands with you, and I'm sure your good hands will be in him very shortly. So we'll leave.
Yes, please take these scans, Doc. I don't know what's going on.
He's worrying. Yeah,
very well.
So just stick his head in the microwave, whatever it is you do, and I'll wait outside.
It is a little more sophisticated than that.
This is why I don't do surgery. Well, I don't call it surgery anyway.
Sorry, Roger, what was the doctor's name?
Wilhelm
Sarah Bernhardt.
Bernhardt.
Surgery if a doctor does it.
At some point, I will extract images, but
I thought it was "it's not murder if a doctor does it."
Another one of the phrases from the Doctor Book of Anecdotes.
Yeah. Well, it's not surgery if a doctor does it because there has to be a mister doing surgery.
That's true. Only surgery if a mister does it,
or a
barber,
or a missus, or a miss.
Oh, yeah.
Or a
they're having more trouble with that than they were with doctors doing it. To be honest,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be pissed off though. You get through doctor and pest. That's why I'm not technically a doctor.
Why are you a doctor?
But why don't they just make it so it's obviously a bit more than just a doctor? Why don't they call them Doctor Doctor?
Give me the news, I got it.
Bad case of appendicitis.
In Germany, that is still technically the case. If you get two doctorates, then you become Herr Doctor Doctor, or indeed Frau Doctor Doctor.
You should just have a different title. Instead of doctorate, it should be like Scalpel Dude or something like that.
Or God. I mean, I know it's a step down from a real surgeon.
That's
but...
just what they think about themselves.
Scalpel dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a title in your head, is it?
Mm-hmm.
But a mister. Didn't study for 10 years to be a mister, did
I? It could be Mr. Scalpel dude, I suppose.
I just think it shows a degree of humility that they don't otherwise exhibit.
I just stunned at the use of humility and surgeon in the same context.
Zzz, clear, pop, etc. through the door.
Lovely anyway. People. I hope neither to meet them actually in anger.
We digress.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be beneath their attention.
That is indeed our motto. Nick.
Your liver, Watson spleen, etc. might be, but
digressing since
2007.
Basically, take about an hour to do a thorough workup.
Oh God!
And that's actually Watson Hall predates that. That's the first recorded.
Is that the Ethanauts? We used to be the Watson Hall Ethanauts, and now we just
well, there was Watson Hall before then.
Yeah,
wholesale.
The main link, the through thread is me.
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah,
you are
John's
it.
The OG.
The O God, it's him again.
So, guy.
I don't know how long it'll take
after about an hour of scans and analyses and checking everything. Well, there's a whole lot of negative. No cybernetics in there. And this is consistent with notes, by the way.
No scarring.
They haven't removed anything. Nothing that wasn't there a long time ago.
In my head, the doctor is just wiping blood off his hands while he says this, but it's not happening, is it?
Back in the slave war.
Well, funny you should say that, because that might be when that's when he picked up his little tick, shall we say.
Oh, now, hold on. You're expecting me to believe that nearly 50 years ago, the Sun predicted that I would be on this mission and that
not
I would need to sabotage a drive tuner?
Not at all.
No.
Dr. Bernhard, can we show her the video of him ticking out?
Him.
Oh, he's he, is he?
He.
Can we show the doctor?
Yes.
Why the abandoned doctor, because it's hard to know what gender you're.
Yeah, but can we show Bernie what it is?
Well, yeah, if we just show the symptoms, does that trigger anything?
This appears to be a dissociative episode, but it's very tightly bounded. Interesting.
But basically, I mean, and talking to our altered doctor, because
not that sort of doctor.
I don't believe that they knew that you were going to be coming on this particular mission, doctor. But if they set up a sleeper agent that they could then reprogram at some other point,
or if somebody found out about it and was able to hijack the signal or whatever caused it.
Without any receiver?
Well, the Russians did it.
The human body is a rather good receiver, unfortunately. It could be for the love of God, Nicholas.
What?
You're a bad, bad, bad man.
I thought you were a top. Anyway,
so, oh, God.
You don't know many Marines, do you? Dear Marines, please don't beat me up.
Yeah.
all our Marine listeners.
That T-shirt slogan will be available in the Watch the Ball merchandise.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Okay, so
we're more likely to be listened to by Marines than Paras, shall we say.
Any other groups you want to offend? Americans, Marines?
It's not about wanting to offend, Nick. It just happens.
It's just a natural byproduct. Uh-huh. So, some sort of dissociative episode, old scars. Is there something that he might have been exposed to that would... If it's Pavlovian style...
There would be some form of...
chemical, presumably.
Well, it might be a chemical, it could be a sound, it could be a...
There is no abnormality of blood chemistry apart from the, a slightly elevated level of stress in hormones, which is not surprising.
Mm.
Yeah.
Has he been doing, apart from what we've seen evidence of, has he done anything recently? I'm just wondering if has he might have, you know, is there something he's opened or read or listened to that could have been an activation?
We can definitely go through back through his bits and pieces. For the short term,
I'm not going to.
Is there, remind me, people aren't awake for the whole time, are they? They're put in some cryosleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any particular reason, and again, this is kind of more out of game than sort of asking now, but I'd have kind of asked about it prior to. Is there anything that the doctor is doing that he couldn't be put into cryosleep?
Certainly not at the moment.
Yeah. The obvious thing would be slam him, you know, sorry, you're going to miss the rather exciting thing. Put him into cryosleep.
Here's a thought.
I mean, he has been in cryo for several earlier parts of the voyage. Self-ontologist.
Because
what about brainwave monitors while he's in cryo? Is that a possibility?
Well, there is standard monitoring, of course, in case of any abnormalities.
I'm just wondering if it's possible to measure any activity that might be triggered.
Is it recorded?
Not permanently, but yes.
Could we bring up the doctor's recordings and just go through? I mean, something
at least the most recent week or so.
Yeah. Something has happened. The doctor himself is, well, this form of the doctor is cognizant of the fact that something is going on that I think he would probably legitimately describe as batshit crazy.
Is there any credence to multiple personality disorder now? Is that
not
generally aware of that? I mean, it's bullshit, but
it's much more found in defence cases than in the real world.
Medical cases, yeah.
So thinking back on what we saw on the recording. So there's obviously this big discrepancy in his behaviour, which sort of while he's doing the sabotage and immediately after. Is it mostly a matter of confidence and looking bemused afterwards? Or does he actually not behave like himself when he's having the episode?
Well, you have to stretch the definition of behave a fair bit, because this is just a few seconds in each case, and it's body language you're going on more than anything else. For example, Jethro, you've probably worked with EOD techs. You know that hyper concentration they do when they're on the job, and that's what he's looking like.
Tongue out the side of the mouth,
at exactly the right angle.
You never, ever, ever mention that.
You certainly don't lean over and go.
But in any case,
carry on.
Once you're out of basic, no.
That's what he was looking like before, and then after the transition on the recording, he just frankly looked much more like his normal self that you've since observed.
Yeah, and when he had the minor episode when he was talking to us,
that was another one again.
Oh.
He looked utterly terrified.
Hmm.
So we know he's not aware of anything, or doesn't seem to be aware of anything when it happens. He doesn't seem to be aware that it has happened, and there's no build-up or anything that it's going to happen. Pretty quick.
You almost want to bring him into this conversation, because this is an area...
Well, I think he is right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because this is an area that he might actually know a little bit about.
What, him being a traitor and all? Yes.
Well, no.
Why would he be targeted? Does he have special access at all?
No, I think it's more the fact that he was targeted 50 odd years ago and has basically worked his way through the scientific ranks, so to speak.
Okay.
And is now here. Now, whether it is
He has a point, though. Who would play such a long game?
I don't think it is a long game.
No, I don't think it is either. I think there's two.
I'm not referring to this, of course, or any of our one shots.
No, I think that for me, there's this kind of two alternatives. One, he was a logical choice to go on to this mission. I mean, Doctor. I mean, I've seen your profile. You know, you're an excellent candidate.
Well, yes, it's true. I am
to be.
Oh, I thought you talked to me.
To
you're
be
not
here.
That kind of doctor.
But so let us say, for example, that they have thousands of people scattered throughout. Where are we? A Commonwealth? Whatever.
Well, the French are an empire, but
the empire, Commonwealth.
You can call it an empire.
Yeah, we're on France's side, so we're in the empire.
Well, on paper,
we say.
Yeah, yeah. So throughout the empire,
Jethro Bonaparte here,
and basically he's just what you know that they've think. Now the downside potentially with that is, there could potentially be more than one person on here.
I'm probably one of very few humans who has sung medical implants. But, you know, you just scanned those and they're all working normally.
Yeah. See, what worries me is that there are... I can't remember the name of the race, but the ones who we get all our biotech from.
The Sung are more specifically medical tech. The pentapods, who are all over the place, do biotech generally.
So, but the Sun, you know, meditech. But I mean, think about the pentapod biotech and bits and pieces. How easy would it be to find an awful lot of those, their things at, you know, after the event. The other one is that it's not the Sung at all who've triggered it, but it's another group have discovered that you have been modified.
It's not exactly private information, much as I might like it to be.
Well, that's a good point, actually. So other than the institute, when they did their thing of right, okay, who's coming on, you know, and did their scan of the bits and pieces. Has anybody else done a deep dive on the Doctor? And would that be possible? You know, would we have the data to know that? Possibly not, actually.
Well, obviously, once I was out of the prisoner of war camp, I was fairly thoroughly examined back on Tehran.
Could he give us permission? I'd like to interview him again, only this time strapped into like a functional MRI scanner, just to see if we can work out what parts of his brain light up when he has these episodes.
Well, see if
so
we
know where to
focus.
Well, exactly. So see if we can find out what triggers it. Because
it's interesting.
The 2300 version of functional MRI that actually works and gives a result distinguishable from a dead cod.
Not a bullshit one, but one that shows us which part of his brain is affected.
It interests me, when we were just talking to him before and he had that episode, I can't think of a reason why anybody would have sort of, you know, triggered something in his head for him then to say. If anything, you're going to not trigger
someone
him
would
at
either
that point.
Have been monitoring and then want it to. Or
but why would they do that? Because if they wanted to tell us, they could just tell us.
How about it's personality number three, which is the Doctor's original personality, which is still behind everything.
That's a very theory.
We've already checked.
And he's shit scared.
We've checked his head. There isn't a little chinger in there driving the guy.
And
I
agree. I think it must be something that's there. Rather than receiving a transmission, it's got to be something that is there now.
There is
now.
Some trigger.
There's a trigger, yes. Mm. But it seems to be his memory rather than any external trigger, because anyone listening, as Mason says, wouldn't have triggered it at that point.
And yet, he ended up in the airlock performing some sabotage. That's not very random, is it?
His memory, sorry, Felix.
Yeah, so, I mean, what I'm thinking just from what you said is, is he able to remember what he was doing before that happened?
He was in the corridor, I think.
I think that's all he said.
Before he was walking around the ship.
Okay, so he's having a stroll.
Not particularly paying attention to what he was doing. It's not exactly that he's got a blank. It's just that the memory sort of fades out, and he wasn't really paying attention anyway. So
The brain's very good at
when he found that he was just outside Entdecker, he just assumed that I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I had a brown study for a minute.
Yeah. It's very difficult for the brain to understand confusing
input. All its contents.
Yeah, well, if one did, then one would either flee from the knowledge to the peace and security of a new dark age, or shit one's pants.
So,
the lights of perverted science get in here anyway?
When?
No, that's next door, sorry.
When we mentioned sabotage, the episode he had, he said, it's calibrated wrong.
Hmm.
He said the main drive. It's not sabotage, it's calibrated wrong.
Is it worth just indulging that voice and double checking the calibration of our stutter drive?
Well, yes, it is. Absolutely, I would say. But let's get him in the scanner, as you're saying, get him wired up completely, see if we can trigger an episode that may be, traumatic and could permanently cause problems for this guy.
I'm guessing the doctor says, well, actually, since he's been in, he's been in the office, all of you have been being actively monitored.
Well, you do need a bit more intrusive monitoring than you're standing in the room.
Get the sledgehammer and shout, right, you fucker, it's kneecap time, and see what his brain does.
Oh, it's kneecap time.
Does he actually have any engineering background?
I really thought, Jethro, you'd respond to that.
That was going to be my question is, you know, has he got the skill set to do what he did?
No, he has some moderate computer skills. You would have thought from his jacket, not enough to produce the kind of fairly complicated payload delivery system that was used.
However,
no experience of stutter warp engineering or anything of that nature.
If he is used as a conduit or something, that wouldn't matter, would it? We don't know what the nature of this is.
Feels like something's got to be stored in there. Because you couldn't risk an interruption to the... that we witnessed something that didn't really fit with an external influence. Mm. And two, you couldn't risk something interfering with the signal at a critical time.
But it could be coming from within. I think the phone call's coming from within the house, if I can say.
Yes.
So I don't think there's going to be a problem with the signal.
No, I think so.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a way to track what he has been doing over the last week or so? Is it, you know, are we, you know, presumably we've all got implants that can be monitored by
implants,
really?
No.
Not implants, but basically, you know.
And you can track his PDA when he's been carrying it, which is most of the time, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I think at the moment, I don't know what anybody else thinks, but I'm going to really try new territory here and agree with Dr. Radish that we should
are you sure?
Should get the guy wired. I was only saying
I'm presuming that's what the good doctor, shall we say, is doing.
I'm presumably you're not doing. I'm not that
cold.
Sort of doctor.
No,
you're distinguishing between Dr. Radish and the good doctor.
Dr. Bernhardt has, well, medic skill.
Real doctor. Okay, good doctor is really unfair. The real doctor.
I'll accept that. Yes, that's fair.
And of course, there's Dr. North as well, so, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
The kind that's of right. doctor you really want if someone else
I think
is
I
a doctor
study,
on the
I have
plane.
A study for a doctor on this voyage.
I have a theory brewing. I don't know if Felix does, though.
Put the kettle on.
Well, yeah. I think the two of you could at least chat about it.
Yeah. I read this piece of ancient literature. By, what's his name? Shoot?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, thing called Neville No Shoot. Highway.
That's not an order, don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't worry, Tubbs, they won't get far.
So I was, at first I was wondering if maybe there might have been some sort of subconscious realization of a flaw, but if he's really got no background in science, I am starting to,
you're going a little farther.
He is a sophontologist.
He is a sophontologist, he's a psychologist.
Actual science though.
Oh, the humanities.
do bear in mind that in this system, philosophy comes under science skill.
Absolutely, yeah. As it should.
I'm going to get a bit here on that point.
Yeah. current working theory: time travel.
Time travel.
Maybe he knows from the future. I saw a piece of ancient literature once.
And what, he's effectively jumping back into his own body.
You're not thinking of No Highway, you're thinking of In the Wet, mate.
Now I'm thinking Back to the Future. But yeah.
So he's jumping back into his own head, effectively.
Or something, I'm just wondering if something like that might be
thinking In the Wet, I'm thinking Round the Bend, but...
But it's just a possible alternative explanation, if it's not that his brain's been fucked with.
But
it might be.
No, I think his brain.
If he jumps back, he's not going to stay for just a second or two, is he?
No.
What happens then?
To be fair, Sam does go in and out of quite a bit when in Quantum Leap.
Mm.
Does
he? I was thinking more sort of memories from another timeline kind of thing, but I don't know. I don't know quite what I'm looking for, but just it. It could be genuinely him rather than a tampering with his brain that's causing him to do that. He could genuinely think it's true.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you know, have we scanned it in scanned his brain with light in the green cycle?
You're getting a little extreme here.
Yeah, Zabel Beeblebrox basically, signs his name in after doing the brain wipe on himself.
Right.
Yeah. But no, in all seriousness,
I think we're overcomplicating this. I know it's not like us, but
my feeling is that I think there are three personalities. And the one that was basically going, oh shit, we're all going to die, is his base core one that's been overwritten since. Mm.
Okay.
That's my feel. But let's say Jethro's, because Jethro probably knows about as much about science as psychology as I do. So.
I always think you can really trust a scientist called Jethro. I mean, anybody called Jethro, really, who isn't holding a pitchfork. It's, I don't know, it seems like they're perhaps outside their lane? I don't know.
It's not a pitchfork, it's a delicate brain exploration tool.
So anyway, Dr. Radish, would you like to work through this procedure with the other more knowledgeable doctors?
Sure. Well, I'm.
Excuse me a moment.
With
the interview may be better left to someone else, but if we can find a way to trigger a similar response, then we'll examine the footage. We might as well have some kind of radio signal detector or any kind of what other kind of energy could penetrate his brain? Nothing really. Any kind of electromagnetic.
Neutrinos. Problem is, they won't
could
stop.
Be. It's unlikely, though.
Well, they could penetrate his brain and then pass right through and not do anything.
Precisely.
Pingons, quions.
Mesons.
I think it was an XKCD what if, you know, the in order for neutrino radiation to be a problem for you, this is basically your eyeball is pressed up against the physics package of the detonating nuclear bomb.
Then you might have some other problems. I am not particularly good at the talkie-talkie. Actually, I am actually. Now I think about it, I'll just calmly explain to the doctor, the bad doctor, what we're trying to do. We're just trying to trigger a response. So if he could be as honest as possible and open his mind, we're just going to see if anything happens. Obviously, you want to get to the bottom of this, as do we.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you using any particular skill for this?
Just pure. Well, I guess I'm being scientific about it. So, but straight science, which would be a. I've got of zero in everything.
So psychology zero, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try that. But my social gives me a plus two.
Your edu, however, doesn't.
My edu does actually give me a plus two.
Oh, fair enough.
Social and edu are both 12. It's my intellect that lets me down.
so often the way.
I've rolled 8 with additions.
Okay. All right. Well, he's clearly not happy about this whole situation, but equally clearly there is something weird going on. He wants to know what it is probably as much as you do, so...
Hmm.
So I guess we'll discuss the both previous acts of sabotage that we're aware of, and if we don't get any response, I'll just go through the details and where were you and see if.
Okay. What's your general tenor or style while you're doing this?
Very friendly,
mm-hmm.
kind, like an interviewee on the old Number 73 children's TV show. That's how tough I'm being to him.
You're getting a bit specialised to me, I'm afraid, but I think I get the general idea.
Yeah.
Imagine he was a guest on...
Blue Peter?
Blue Peter.
No, yes, that's exactly. More my sort of period.
Yeah. You've got to remember that...
I'm guessing giving him every chance.
Number 73, I'm afraid, is probably more... Shim might have an understanding of these things, but
maybe I'm just the specific era that number 73 was.
That might be in my brother had blown up the TV period.
That well, it was when Sandy Toksvig was a TV presenter. We're not digressing, John.
How is any mention of Sandy Toksvig in 2300 AD not a digression?
I'm explaining my.
What you mean the president of Iceland?
It does look familiar, actually.
That would be the ultimate irony.
Down to 73. Anyway, that's my interview style. Very calm, him a chance to open up. But I'm just sort of going through the facts and asking him where he was. So, genial, good cop, with no bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, fair enough.
All good cop, all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, you spend some time chatting, and it doesn't seem to provoke any incidents. He's quite happily answering your questions, but...
Perhaps I should just appear from behind and go, what about the sabotage you were doing?
Fucker!
Click! Just have that coming in on low bass tones in the speaker.
it's not sabotage.
I think we discuss our approach beforehand.
It's not sabotage. I don't know how I got back here, but I have to prevent the disaster.
Oh,
what disaster?
The drive exploded.
The drive exploded.
When they brought it online.
What date?
It exploded. It killed so many people. But we carried on. And we carried on.
And where did you go?
I don't know.
How did you get here, Doctor?
And now I'm back here. And I could do something about it.
And you are. And we're very grateful.
Yes. You mustn't bring the drive online. Check the calibrations again.
Well, we think it's something to do with the...
That's why I had to set up the interference, so they checked the calibrations.
Brilliant. Did you do anything with the probe earlier?
Are you trying to stop us using the drive? Is that...
Yes, or at least check it over properly. But really, this whole expedition, it's a mistake. There's
I see. There's well, something. This is excellent that you managed to warn us. I can't
remember. There's something, and I can't remember.
Take your time.
Talk us through it.
But
exactly
we don't want to go there.
Tell us
where.
Exactly what happened.
Why don't we want to go there?
It's the Agra phenomenon.
Have I heard of this?
No.
Write it down.
Dr. Bernhardt says, I think perhaps we should have a discussion with the captain.
Yes. I think so. Maybe keep recording, yes. Because at the moment he seems to be in a state where
Please tell me when we look across at Dr. Bernhardt, he's going, my God, have you seen these readings?
Yes, they are changing quite a lot.
Yes,
check
I'm guessing.
Check the tachyon frequency.
Yeah, reverse the polarity of the neutron flow.
As if that means anything. Mm-hmm.
Those ticky tachyons, whatever they are.
They're a genuine theoretical problem.
I know the tachyons.
They just can't slow down below the speed of light.
Right then.
It's
so...
bastards, heads full of tachyons, I should say. Oh, sorry, there's an anomaly in this cranium. Northern Star Trek, that would have been a good one. Shoot to kill, you bastards.
You lumpy, bonced bastard.
That don't make sense, Captain.
Bollocks, does it? Have you ever seen Vic and Bob's Geordie Astronaut?
No, but it sounds it.
You know, the sort of the there on the moon, and the Geordie astronaut comes along with his T-shirt.
I am on your feet, oxygen. You soft puff.
You've basically summarised the entire sketch.
There we go.
It's a lot like that.
Yes, okay, soft southerner.
Like many Vic and Bob things, it's very much the germ of an idea that's been allowed to infect a lot of the show.
Mm-hmm. They pull it off.
They do.
Well, they do. They do frequently, but unfortunately.
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, we'll continue the interview, I guess. But I guess it carries on in that sort of vein. Do we get anything more useful?
Yeah. So, as far as his experiential timeline is concerned, there was a big thing went wrong with the drive. Something right. That essentially shuts down his consciousness happened. Later in the mission.
Okay. After the incident.
Yes.
When they potentially got to the other
Can
side.
We probe his thing that you talked about? What was the thing that triggered him?
It was
I
a combination
not,
of...
I'm allowed to probe
it. It was a combination
You're
of
not
stress
that
and mental
kind of
sabotage. Done. But yeah, I mean, you can work this through. Give me a psychology roll.
Okay. That'll be plus zero, but plus two. Oh. Okay.
Four.
Okay.
Shall we ask the doctor whether he can do it?
The proper doctor.
I know how much it costs you to say that, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
All I've got is like investigation and stuff. I can't help with psychology.
Mm-hmm.
No. Ditto.
Hang on a minute. Let me find the...
I'll be honest with you, I was actually expecting to do a lot more... investigating stroke torturing than I was, you know, just chatting to people and getting them to tell me things.
So he will roll a 3 on his psychology roll, but he does actually have some psychology skill, which probably helps.
I make up for it with charm and education. I don't make up for it enough.
He makes up for it with education 11.
Mine's 12. What school did you go to?
Yours was the school of the bum, wasn't it? Or something like that.
I have been to bum school.
This is a bit like that, the Dick College, only, you know, more so.
That's the Royal Dick College. The Queen's Bum School.
A graduate of Bum School, yes.
School of Hard Bums. I got kicked out in the end.
Not being hard enough.
Too soft.
You know your life plateaued when you're kicked out of Bum School.
So,
the bum monologue there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we'll continue to try and get what we can from him, but this is sounding almost like that Star Trek episode where they're all playing poker and you know, they keep running into Kelsey Grammer's ship.
Is there any way we can get him to give us some information which we can then, of some soon future event that we can then verify? Is there any...
Well, he's mostly focused on the drive explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can he remember anything before that? Is there any bit of information he could give? It would really help to verify his story,
but
and
we can
take him much more seriously.
We can verify his story by getting him to check the drive.
Does he working on the drive? Does he know it was the car? Or was that just in the fleet afterwards, everyone was like, we should have checked
not everyone.
Yeah, there'd have been some northern bugger going, yeah, told thee.
That drive were bollocks, weren't it? I told them.
That thing they were using to calibrate it, there was some...
There was another thing. Just after we'd crossed the gap, there's a system with a cloud of objects. One of the probes spots it, and it talks to us. Department. I mean, it's more xenology rather than sophontology, though. I mean, one could argue about it. But
one of my.
It wanted to trade knowledge. Ah, yes, it was.
What goes wrong with it?
No, it nothing's wrong with it. But Dr. Zhong, he was trying to do some special deal with it, and he was trying to trade away the stutter warp.
Who's
Dr.
Zhong?
You would know
the stutter warp.
He's the senior astrophysicist, as distinct from the chief astrophysicist.
Right, okay. The title role.
Chief assistant to the assistant chief.
Yes, that's right.
Basically, he is here at the polite request of the Manchurian government in return for logistical support on the mission.
Some sort of candidate. Sorry, I'll steal it. I'll repackage it.
Go for it, please.
I have no shame. So, not enough people left in my "Oh, the Humanities" joke.
So he's got this sort of weird side title because he's not the chief. He's not the head of the astrophysics department, but he still gets to be senior astrophysicist. Which
stops him grumbling without actually promoting it. Okay.
But he's also a bit of a well-known media face. You know, he's done a lot of documentaries and things.
So did we end up...
I would say the Patrick Moore of his day, but he's pretty much at the opposite end of his... most things.
Can't blame the Zyler firm for shit.
Did we end up in the wrong place at the other end of the gap? Is that the gist of it?
No. No. I'm sure we'll meet the thing anyway, but...
if we cross the gap.
Was he trying to trade for the knowledge of the stutter drive or for the actual stutter drive?
He was trading away the knowledge of how it works.
Okay,
and that's against the mission principles.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't want anything like that to get back to Earth. Well, let's immediately imprison Dr. Zhang.
Let's wait until we find a huge cloud,
or check and see if he's perhaps, in cryo at the moment anyway, and just duct tape the door.
Yeah, just pull the plug out.
No, don't.
Perhaps we shouldn't murder him because in a different timeline he might be bad.
It's the lack of electricity that's murdering him.
This is that part on the graph.
Lack of electricity does.
Mark, this is that part on the chart that's labelled philosophy.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough, mate.
Now you've got me thinking, if you use a kosher light switch to activate an electric chair.
Merely by walking past?
No, no, it's a carefully designed thing that although yes. you turned the switch and the light came on, no, you did not cause work to be done. So.
No, because you actually have their sort of my location
old driving
sensors.
Instructor.
There's a photo cell in the switch, yeah. basically.
They always have work around. My old driving instructor, every Saturday, they'd all have timers on their ovens and motion sensitive lights. I don't think that's what God meant when he said you can't do any work. But
yeah, well, come back when you've been to rabbi school. But you know. There are many interpretations, and I would personally, if I was in that situation, I would go for the interpretation that meant I actually got a roast dinner on a Saturday.
Well, I would say you burn in eternal fire, but I don't think that's part of the Jewish
system. No,
can't threaten with that. Right.
Anyway, all right, well. So, okay, we'll get as much detail as we can out of him.
Yeah, he's clearly not in a good state. It looks as if the more switches right. he's doing, the more trouble he's having reassembling him.
All right, we'll let him sedate him. Or
thank God he isn't a useful member of the crew.
No sophrontologist. This is going to be like the telephone sanitizers all over again, where we're going to be wiped out by a disease caught by a lack of sophrontology. Hmm.
Right, I'm going to go and speak to, well, firstly the captain, and then from there I think we probably need a full overhaul of this drive. And
I think once the guy started talking, I think if we could have grabbed the captain and basically brought the captain along while this person was still talking, I think that would have been...
Well, I don't know if we need to drag the captain down here, or indeed if the captain would be amenable to that, because we're getting a recording and everything.
A, the recording, but B, I think the captain would actually maybe want to ask some questions of their own. Just a thought.
Mm. Yeah, captains, they have so much to do, though, don't they?
I know,
they? Polish
I
their
know,
buttons.
But it's this thing of losing ships, I'm sure, you know, they get
that's
all
why,
about it.
See, that's why I think, I could tell the captain what's happening and say, look, we need to immediately do a complete recalibration and check of the drive.
Start.
We have reason to believe that it may be miscalibrated and it could cause a catastrophic explosion. And then we can go into the full details of how we've got that rumour from a time-travelling dead guy.
He's not dead.
He will be in the future.
Well, no, he didn't die in the...
At
but
some
it's
point
still
in
a
the
true
future,
statement.
And
he could lose his consciousness.
I feel pretty confident in saying this. At some point in the future, he's going to be dead.
He's right.
When he's the first immortal, you're going to have egg on your face. Yeah. He did lose his consciousness at some point. We don't know if that was the ending of his future consciousness or when his consciousness was cast. Is there anything about a study drive I can study? A study drive.
You're wishing you'd taken philosophy now, aren't you?
I know physics. Is there anything I can think of that could cause some peculiar time effect to do with a stutter drive?
Okay, do you have exploding? So you don't have engineer stutter walk, but you do have physics, yeah?
I do.
I suspect...
And I'm going to work it out using my education, not my intellect.
Go all right, give me a roll.
Because they obviously would have gone over this.
Yes, exactly.
To make this
well, yeah, it's the sort of thing you bullshit around after hours, at least.
I've only rolled a 5, but I've got plus 4, which gives me a 9.
Yep. So this is a multi-level answer. I mean, the simple answer that you would do if you were doing, I don't know, a documentary is, no, of course not.
Right, yes.
If you start positing extreme conditions and weird failure modes and things, well, yeah, theoretically, maybe, you know, you got situations where you might duplicate a ship, for example, or...
Duplicate a ship?
And maybe one of the duplicates gets flipped to antimatter, which would be fun for everyone, briefly. That sort of thing. I mean, these are not things that have ever been experienced, but that sort of level of...
At the edge of theoretical physics.
It might just possibly happen. It's never been observed.
Okay. But at that kind of extreme, we don't fully understand consciousness and quite what that means.
Consciousness is a lie. It's a lie told by the brain to itself.
Well, again, I'm aware of the theory. I do feel any kind of philosophy which... philosophizes yourself out of existence. Maybe. I do understand it's probably a side effect.
Therefore I'm probably not.
There's your philosophy, Shim. Put that in. Put us on the chat. Come on.
It reminds me of being very exasperated at work when I was at the philosophy library, and I wish I remember the actual conversation, but it, my pot boiled down to, well, even if you're a collection of strings vibrating in many dimensions,
and not actually a person
working in a library who needs to pay the rent, I still think I have to pay the rent, and if I don't, I'll get kicked out, so I might as well operate on that principle.
Mm-hmm. I think I must pay the rent, and therefore I have a home.
So,
what you do make a difference.
What the captain will explain to you, since this has been the senior staff briefing up to this point, AGRA is short for the Alcyone Gravitation and Radiation Anomaly.
Specifically,
there are several stars, particularly Alcyone, Maia, and Pleione, which have unusual spectral shifts as observed from Earth, and several other stars have some weird gravitational waves
so it would appear, if the Doctor is correct, that if he's, you know, really come back from encountering this thing, that either the system as a whole or something within the system has been able to contact us, but not yet.
Well, these are multiple stars we're talking about, not multiple stars in the same system, multiple stars in the same cluster.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, when are we due to do the first jump?
When the calibration is complete.
And I think it needs to start over and go back to slide rules. Don't use that new machine.
What do you mean, the computer?
No, that weird machine we've got that's so sensitive that somebody doing a simple bit of sabotage throws it off.
Yeah, it's the measuring device.
Simple bit of sabotage.
Look,
we're only a bit of sabotage.
They always used to just do this with maths, didn't they? I mean, come on.
And, you know,
proper scientists, looking at the stars. You know, like your granddad did.
Back computers like Ma used to program.
Oh, well. Okay, well, somebody who actually knows about the Sussex tribe, explain to them that there is strong evidence for a catastrophic failure causing a massive explosion due to miscalibration. So, we really need this to be gone over as thoroughly as possible, in as many ways as possible, to make sure things tally up.
Mm.
Because
even
I don't
more,
really yeah. want to be blown up or...
Then into antimatter.
The thing that could be, presumably it is a big risk anyway, so it's already...
Have you actually heard how it works? I mean, come on, it's the stupidest... No idiot in his right mind would be on a ship that was even in the same system as one of these. They're ridiculous.
And yet,
they haven't even got a cool name.
Here you are.
Yes, here I am. That should tell you something.
Tells you a lot about the trajectory of our careers, doesn't it?
It's a fair point you make, but we're going to have a lot of talking to do, or we're going to have to really persuade them why they need to. I mean, they are going to have a ton of fail-safe procedures already.
The captain said to do it. We need to know.
All right, yeah. Fair enough. The captain said it.
We know that there has been sabotage. That's incontrovertible. Everybody knows about the sabotage.
And if we tell them the exact phenomena that occurs, maybe they can use that as a kind of...
I don't know that.
Yeah,
the
thing is, you know, Brian is not a stutterwarp tech. He was not directly involved with the calibration So he can say, you know, everything seemed to be going fine, and then it went kaboom, and half the crew were dead. But,
however,
is there anyone else in there with you?
What we don't know is whether what we're doing now, based on his information, is what causes the problem, or whether it will solve the problem. Because this is the nature of time loops.
Oh, we're right back into Greek prophecy now, aren't we?
Well, so, you know, it's a knotty one, I'll give you that.
With my knowledge of physics, and this probably won't be the last time I say it, because I've tried it. Is a paradox even possible? If the mere fact that he's come back to tell us that, does that mean inexorably, whatever we do, we're going to be in that? Or is it possible to avoid a future where he has consciousness?
I don't know. Set up a control universe and get back to me.
Okay, we don't know.
Well, I can only say, Doctor,
it's all
timey-wimey
stuff, basically.
It was a very, very useful period you spent doing physics. well worth it. It's been an absolute dream
we
having you on.
We did that bridge-building, team-building exercise.
Dr.
What,
North?
With the spaghetti?
Yes. Don't you remember?
Can
I admit, the fact that we were in zero gravity at the time.
Spaghetti
it?
And marshmallows. And
the fact that
the
you cooked it first didn't help.
But didn't we have a lovely meal afterwards?
I made a magnificent false beard. I don't know what you're talking about.
The real friends we made were the false beards we wore along the way.
Just all we can do is go on, rather than second-guessing ourselves and overcomplicating, and we've been at this for about 2 hours, the best we can do is to get them to recalibrate.
Okay, so you pass this stuff on to the chief engineer, Gretchen MacDonald.
Mm-hmm. Can I check it again once more? I shall blow.
She proceeds to roll a natural 12 on engineer stutter warp, which is frankly a good time for her to do that. And there is discussion among the engineers, but it comes down to yes, but how could we have spotted that? That's entirely within the parameters. Yes, but look, if you then combine it with this in non-stressed space. And so on.
I'll nod along.
Mm-hmm. See, we're not saying that they did anything wrong or will do anything wrong.
I'm going to have to give that bastard North a co-credit on the paper I write about this.
Mm. We do seem to have done a good thing.
I'm stepping out of that. This is not a conversation I want to be in.
You don't want to be given credit for things. It's always...
No, if they're worried about sharing credits, then I would suggest that Dr. North is going to end up spaced. I know what people are like when it comes to academia.
Well, we asked him whether he wanted to be a co-author, and he didn't respond because he was in cryosleep at the time. So,
yeah, there is a strict timeline for confirming your participation in a particular paper, and unfortunately, he was unable to.
The Medal of Wonderful Human from the President of Earth, that's one thing, but sharing credit on a paper, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they think they might have found a potential issue that they can now get around, I'm still going to go to the end of the ship the furthest away from the stutter drive.
Why
when
not?
We actually activate it.
Yes, you get to see everyone else die horribly before your legs come off.
Well, what you probably get to see is everyone else going to the first possible end of the ship. Then you get a Mary Rose situation.
Could we rebalance, please, chaps?
Oh, dear.
What is
not
like?
The source, then. Right, okay.
No.
I was just picturing everyone at the front end of the ship just having a prawn cocktail.
Yeah. So I was imagining that research vessel, the one that they literally.
Flips.
I still think that looks.
Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's as old as it is. I only found out about it like 10 years ago. It cropped up, I think. I saw it on Twitter, probably.
Mm.
But it's been around since the '60s, I think, early '60s. But that doesn't work in space, does it?
No.
The '60s don't work in space.
It would be all. No. The '60s did a lot of work in space. He was born in Iowa, but he works out of space.
Out of space, yeah. One of my
actually,
the '60s
were the only times we did. I don't know much about Star Trek, but I remember. No, I was born in Iowa, but I work.
Yeah.
I think building a ship that in outer space goes from horizontal to vertical, and that's a big deal, is frankly wasting your money.
And yet, most fictional spaceships do this. Unless it's a classic Von Braun rocket.
You don't see many of those in typical, do you?
Nick, what was that precursor to Aliens we watched?
Yeah, X the horror from the bastard or something. I can't remember quite.
Fireball
XL5? As you dip in and pull out the tiles from the Maker 1950s science fiction film title bag.
It was some of the X the horror from something exclamation.
The unknown, what was it?
Cornwall.
X the horror from Cornwall. That would have been banned in the 30s.
That's true. Weren't allowed to.
So have we found the problem and we can clench our buttocks.
Yeah,
and
basically
let them
they're taking
turn
even longer to calibrate and recalibrate than
right.
They
this
they
is fascinating. I want to be with Doctor. What's his face?
Well, you know, love finds a way.
Well, because I want to see. Two doctors. I want to see what, if there's any kind of psychological change in him, if we somehow alter the potential future that part of his brain has come from, what's that going to do to his psychology? Is it going to melt his brain? Is it going to destroy the universe? I want to be there.
That's so enthusiastic.
Well, it's fascinating. I will be documenting every tick.
And circle. I'll be sharing credit with no one.
Get a bunch of recording devices set up.
Say whether he did the probe or not.
At the moment,
yes,
that did trigger him. He was trying to stop us jumping, so it was him or someone like him. So yeah,
really imagine the time traveling brain actually as the.
I was right.
I think more of a consciousness.
Horrifying.
It's
isn't
fascinating
it?
Because it suggests wonderful. Consciousness is independent of matter. And I've always been something of a materialist, but it does suggest there is something to dualism, which is fascinating from many different aspects. Does it really indicate the pre-existence of a human soul or the survival of death of human personality? I'm
definitely
documenting
you got there, Doc. It'd be a pity if something happened to them.
I'm documenting the shit out of this.
Or was it just the fact that basically we were mucking around with a faster-than-light drive and basically the only way to get back in time involves tachyons?
Yes, but it does suggest consciousness is something separate. I'm going to say the same thing again, only more patronizing.
what really concerns
you just say
me...
say while patting him on the head gently.
Well, honestly, what really genuinely concerns me, both in and out of character, is that I think my suggestion was correct.
I think,
mostly.
Yeah.
That's pretty horrifying.
It was broadly right, I think. Yeah,
I think it's brilliant.
Certainly closer than anything I've got.
Coming up with these off the wall possible explanations.
Don't let
so
it go
far,
to your head for
has, you. Well, up to this point, it's been safe. But now I have to fear that
now
you're going to
be relied upon.
I think you've got to be very careful what you say in front of a GM in case he then writes it into the plot.
That reassuring title, It, the Terror from Beyond Space.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, not X, the Giant Bastard.
Which I mentioned only because that is your classic Von Braun vertical rocket ship. And they actually have hatches in the floor, hatches in the ceiling to move between rooms.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. You don't actually see that a lot in later sci-fi when they decided to just have sets that were just sets.
Yes.
You're on the floor.
I agree. It's a great show.
Has a lot to answer for.
Mm-hmm.
Not least being very boring. I much prefer 2010. And I do a film podcast. So fuck you.
Yeah. So I have a very important question. So while Dr. Radish is patronising me, am I cleaning...
Your brain is elsewhere.
My shotgun, my pistol, which is the most powerful pistol that you can actually get your hands on, my longsword, my shock baton...
Oh, did the shock baton.
Or my laser carbine with the underbarrel... grenade launcher.
Do they let you just walk around with all of these things?
No,
at the same
they really
time?
Don't.
No, they really, really don't. No, they really, really don't. Basically, the majority of these are very much under lock and key, and it's unfortunately not my lock.
And I've
now,
got the
key.
Now,
have I used 37 charges of my shock baton, or only 36?
To be fair...
Are they actually going to fix this and, you know, we can move on?
Yes. No plot.
It just feels very much like Roger's going.
It does take several days, so you know, I don't want to rush you along with this.
Okay. I'm documenting my time with, not in a Bronte way, but with Dr. What's his name? Dr. Love.
Bernard?
Dr. North, not Bernard.
You said Dr. Love.
You did.
I love my job with Dr. What's his name? Radish. That's me.
Self-love.
Radish. Yes, that's not a happy thought.
Disc jockey. Dr. Love is a website, a dating website for medical professionals?
No, I'm not that kind of doctor.
So, that's a dating website for medical professionals, a porn website about medical professionals, or a vegetable. Frank.
Perfect. No notes.
So, the next step after that, once Drive is online, is basically a short hop using the new Drive to make sure it's actually working. This is the point at which the old one blew up.
Yeah.
This is the point at which Dr. North remembers the new Drive blowing up.
Uh-huh. Okay, we need to study him while this is happening
to Dr. North. Yeah.
We're all just there looking at him. I presume we don't just stand around while the drive goes. I'm sure there's, you know, seat belts or something that have to be used.
Yes, Dr. North, it is important that you're naked. Now, carry on.
Yes, and that is where the probe needs to go.
Grip this courgette between your teeth and be a man.
Be glad it's not radish.
He has reverted to what you might call his normal personality by the time this happens. Right. And
doesn't trigger anything then.
It doesn't seem to change when he does that.
Now, does he have any memory? This is fascinating. We all have memories of his future self. Does he have any?
No.
This is incredible. So we have memories of a thing that never happened.
You've shown him video of himself ranting,
and he doesn't recognise that it had happened or remember any of it.
He doesn't recall it.
But yet we remember it. The video still has not changed.
Yes.
Why would the video change?
This is incredible. This is a whole shit ton of because we have altered reality.
Well, not yet.
Have we?
Well, how could his personality echo back from a future which didn't actually exist?
Have we actually switched the drive on yet?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, we've done a test drive.
Yes, you've made a short hop.
We're beyond the point where it exploded in his reality.
And that was the thing that went
reality.
Bang before.
Correct. And it has not got bang this time.
Crap ton of money out of this. This is incredible. I mean, this is fascinating from a psychological perspective and physics.
But mostly from a monetary viewpoint.
This is just incredible. That would suggest there are alternate realities, parallel universes, which means ultimately everything we do is meaningless.
All branches, not necessarily a parallel. It could be a potential branch.
Well, but a branching reality at any point, given the length of history of 13 billion years, then we effectively deem, well, if not infinite, then close to infinite. I know that's a mathematically meaningless concept.
I complete another study period while he's talking.
So
I'm researching the shizzle out of this.
So once the test hop is done, the old drive is ejected. With enough power to keep it ticking over until it's got to a safe distance.
Mm-hmm. This is the guy that I remember from the previous session that when it explodes, killing everything in its vicinity, it's called relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me never go to the relaxation room in this. Though, so maybe you explode
muscle
in a different way.
And
like beer.
Then Bayan continues on the new drive, stopping incidentally to drop off messenger drones along the way to serve as relays across the rift.
Can I write an incredibly insightful, humane and thoughtful missive about this to send back to people.
I don't
go on,
know,
make
can
that
you
roll.
It's going to be better than my last
shoot
one, which was a double one. Ooh, 11 plus my writing skill of 2.
Unfortunately, after the last one, he got canned.
Yeah, I've been sacked. Plus, presumably, education. I don't know. It's at least.
I think it's going to be int, honestly.
Oh, come on. You always, everything goes back to intellect with you. Yeah. 13, anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's still pretty darn good.
Sound just like my editor.
Very impressive.
Sound just like my wife.
I mean, it's all a bit speculative, but yeah.
No speculum involved. I threw away my speculum, and I have instead a living human.
Because he discovered he's not that sort of doctor either.
We're slowly going through the list.
Yes, one day you'll find out what doctor I am.
I think we've all made our assumptions about that already, really.
They solved the Saboteur mystery.
This
very
is
exciting.
Like being in a Star Trek episode, only with less shagging.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Oh, you're messing up the drive calibration. Stay still.
That's what did it. Talk about a big bang. And on that
Riker's libido was unfortunately throwing everything off.
Oh.
That'd just be a good name for a star system.
What, the libido star system?
Riker's libido.
Don't drink the water.
Oh, you're so stolid. You weren't like this before the beard.
Incidentally, those of you on Mastodon, look up Riker Googling.
Yes, it is quite funny occasionally. I don't follow it because it's not funny when it's constantly being retweeted.
But people often forward the good ones.
Online,
so.
Yeah, I get the odd one or two come through.
Is it what people Google about Riker?
No, no. It's as if Riker is Googling something.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Holodeck cheat code, for example. Right.
Sex on the Beach holodeck program Fit Girl Repack. Yeah.
I guess it's pretty much that time again then if we've...
Yeah, and you proceed across the rift and to a new star where the new drive can be discharged.
See, you say we procrastinate. We've moved light years in this episode.
In
we
the have last few seconds.
Yes, yeah. Quite literally, the world, the Earth has, the spaceship has moved.
Yeah, the spaceship's moved, yeah.
And to be fair, you did move with it.
Has the universe moved past it? Is the spaceship the centre of everything?
No, this isn't an episode of Thunderbirds.
There's quite a good Star Trek book about that, rather sadly, which I think might be written by... Oh, God.
Diane Duane?
Usually is.
It's... he used to do loads of stuff on Pyramid, but I can't think what the hell his name is. My brain's gone dead.
Bill Masters?
You're not thinking of John M. Ford, are you? I think he wrote two. He wrote How Much for Just the Planet and the other one, which I haven't read.
How Much for Just the Planet? Because that's the one where basically their maths basically says they are the centre of the universe and they move everything. And they move the universe around them because the maths works both.
Came out.
Yeah,
the maths works both ways. Okay. It's the one where Scotty and a Klingon have a golf duel.
I remember enjoying it. I just don't remember what it was about.
No, it's very good. John M. Ford is a really nice guy, but basically,
the late John M. Ford.
Yeah, loving me.
When your doctors tell you are seriously diabetic, stop eating the sugar. Probably a good idea to stop eating the sugar.
He had so much else going on with him.
True.
To be honest, it didn't really matter at that point. So,
well, we're ending on a high.
We are ending on a high because it was a really good book. I would recommend you go back and read it.
Yeah.
I read it a second time and enjoyed it again, which was good.
I will look it up. Thanks.
Anyway, see you next week.
See you next time.
Same back place.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Adios, neighbours.